Last April, after 67 years of water skiing shows and manicured exotic plants, Cypress Gardens closed. Devoted fans of the Florida icon protested loudly, which prompted the state government to declare the site a cultural treasure and to dole out $11 million to help save it. With that kind of money available, a new operator stepped forward. Cypress Gardens is now under the management of Wild Adventures, and Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts worries that it will never be the same.
The colors at Cypress Gardens were like those old hand-tinted Florida postcards that snowbirds mailed home to the grandchildren, hot oranges and pinks, startling blues and purples. Retro colors, colors not found in nature, even though it was nature, sort of, nature improved upon, fertilized, force-bloomed. Shrubs weren't just shrubs, but topiary in the shape of a Victorian couple waltzing or the Statue of Liberty. Chrysanthemums weren't left alone to do what chrysanthemums do. They had to be trained to grow in the shapes of giant owls and rabbits. Oaks were strung with tiny white lights, and the hedges wired for sound, playing seasonal music. A boxwood was pruned into a perfect Star of David. Young women worked at Cypress Gardens, but they weren't just young women. They were aquamaids, or southern belles. Aquamaids performed water ski stunts stacked three or four high. Southern belles sat still, wearing crinolines that looked like large upside-down azalea blossoms, ruffles spread out on licked clean green grass, posing for Kodak-toting tourists. The Florida presented by Cypress Gardens was half tropical paradise, half plantation. There's a Florida-shaped swimming pool. It was built for Esther Williams' 1953 movie Easy to Love. There's a white-columned house called Magnolia Mansion, a combination Gone with the Wind gift shop and shrine to Scarlett O'Hara. Not that Scarlett was from Florida. She was from Georgia. The people who want to redo and reopen Cypress Gardens are also from Georgia. I just hope they get that Cypress Gardens was Florida's first theme park, selling Florida's great assets, water, sun, pretty flowers, pretty people. Before spring break, before the mouse ears, this was the distilled essence of Florida, a place that never existed and never will. But at least the green leaves at Cypress Gardens were real, as real as anything in Florida ever gets.
Native Floridian Diane Roberts pines for the past in Tuscaloosa, where she teaches English at the University of Alabama.